Fascism. Fascism is a form of radical authoritarian nationalism characterized by dictatorial power, forcible suppression of opposition, and control of industry and commerce that came to prominence in the early 20th century Europe. The first fascist movements emerged in Italy during World War I before it spread to other European countries. Fascists are against democracy and work for a totalitarian, one-party state. This aims to prepare the nation for armed conflict and to respond to economic difficulties. Such a state is led by a strong leader such as a dictator. It tends to be militaristic. Its supporters in Italy believed that democracy was weak and full of moral perversions, and that multi-party capitalism was too materialistic and unfair to the people. Communism, although unifying and fair, did not care about the needs of the nation as a whole and hampered business initiative. Although Mussolini was first, the world's most famous fascist was, of course, Adolf Hitler. After World War II, fascism continued in the form of military dictatorships in Portugal, Spain, Latin America, and some parts of Asia. Fascism was supposed to be the answer for peace by creating national unity and solidarity instead of the divisions of class struggle and party politics. Believers in democracy generally consider fascism as a facet of totalitarianism by the urge to control everything and allowing no freedom. The main reason people living in democratic states oppose fascism is that in a fascist dictatorship, the individual citizen has no guaranteed rights. If you say the wrong thing or oppose the wrong person, you can be arrested or killed without even a fair trial. Even though there were periods without war, they certainly did not have peace. Many people believe that fascism would not be a terrible system if you always do your duty and you never oppose the government. However, the problem is leaders without moral restraint or checks on power often become corrupt. Everything looks good in theory, but history teaches that innocent people get into serious trouble with the government when there are no guaranteed and protected rights. This type of strong, forceful leadership brings to mind a story in the Bible that shows how much God hated a forceful type of government. Judges chapter 3 and chapter 6 tells the story of an Israeli man named Shamgar who was being strongly oppressed by the Palestinian government. He was a farmer who worked very hard to support his family. However, every year the Palestinians would come and take his harvest from him, leaving his family devastated with hardly any food for themselves. This one year, he had all he could take of this oppression from the Palestinians. I imagine that he could hear the thunder of the 600 professional, heavy armed soldiers on horses coming to his farm. He was a true Israelite, thus a man of prayer who was trusting God to deliver him and his family from this rulership. Knowing in his heart he would rather die than live like this, he picked up an old ox goad, a spear, and when this 600 strong militia approached, he went to battle and killed every one of them single-handedly. Certainly, God, who places man on free moral agency, allows him to choose, was not pleased with this type of oppressive rulership. There was no way for Shamgar to kill all 600 of these professionally trained, heavily armed soldiers with just an ox goad in his hand. God intervened and supernaturally directed the battle to set his believer and his family free. Although peace means different things to different people, we must restate it is not only the absence of war, but having an inner peace bringing a calm and happy life. History shows dictatorial rule leads to stress, unhappiness, and an unfulfilled life by suppressing citizens from the freedom and liberty man craves.